cast.
We have pina coladas a lot on this podcast, don't we?
Yeah, but this is by far the best, because this one's a slushy Slurpee. Minus the... You know, okay, fucking... Last summer, maybe the summer before, fucking 7-Eleven had a fucking Slurpee... For free Slurpee day, they had a... Get your own fries. Fries. Frick-a-frick-a-frick. 7-Eleven's had a fucking fries. Sour Patch straw. Fucking Jesus, John! They had these Sour Punch straws, but it was an actual straw, and you were supposed to drink your Slurpee out of it, and it was the most disgusting thing in the world, because I got it.
Why did you get it?
You were there.
I could have told you not to do that.
Because I
had to. Sure I was there? Because that wouldn't have been a decision I would have made.
It was an imperative.
I wouldn't have made that decision.
You don't understand, John. Also, this is really goddamn good. That blender is terrifying, though.
Yeah, our blender happens to be a, oh yeah, what's up guys, welcome to the Dapper Shark Podcast, episode 81. We kind of just went into the cold opening there. Today's a really light cast, it's snowing outside.
We're drinking frozen drinks. It's great!
Unrelated.
No, they're completely related.
We're not drinking snow, is what I'm trying
to say. You
know,
you suggested, John literally, he literally wanted to go out and get some snow, and then pour alcohol over it.
I said we could...
You know.
Because you were worried we weren't going to have enough ice. No, don't just go pour alcohol on snow.
Damn it! No, I was thinking, like, if you wanted to keep things cold. Like, I know people will put things out in snow, but, like, legit, like, just, if you have, like, a winter, like, New Year's party outside, just make a berm and stick your beer in it.
Yeah, people do that.
What?
Yeah, that's a pretty common thing. It's a space saver.
You're a space saver.
Anyway,
can you imagine going sledding, and then as you go down, it'd be a drinking game. As you go down, whatever you can grab, you get to keep.
There's a lot of news, guys. We don't really want to talk, I mean, it's not a lot of news that we want to talk about right now.
Net neutrality.
Net neutrality is still up in the air. I mean, it's not.
We know how Mr. Pi feels about it.
And we know how they voted, but we don't know what the ramifications of them voting that way are going to be yet. Because there is a ton of stuff coming that we'll be talking about next week on our Christmas cast. Things to be grateful for.
Wait, next week is Christmas?
Next week is the last podcast before Christmas.
So that means people will think, wow, it's Friday. They record tomorrow. They must be time travelers. Just talking about news from last week.
Mm-hmm.
This is really goddamn good.
This is pretty damn good.
It's kind of swishy, so it looks like something from Tipsy Bartender. This Tipsy Bartender uses too much goddamn Four Loko in his stuff. Like, for a bartender, you should be against Four Loko. I'm sorry. That shit's... There's a reason we call it Bad Decisions.
Yeah. And yet the drink is still super popular.
He made this fishbowl drink, right? Like, the guy is so enthusiastic. I really do like him, and he has some really cool ideas for drinks. But goddamn... He made this fishbowl drink that it's basically just, what's the word for a bunch of fruit?
And cocktail?
Then, no, a bunch of fruit and then booze.
Spody?
Sure. He blended it and poured it all into a punch bowl and threw a shit ton of fruit in there. And then he upside down poured a Four Loko in there and left the can there as like a garnish. It was such a bad idea. It looked like a bad decision. And then he stuck a tiny ass little straw in it. For the one little person who's going to be drinking it.
You know, you say that about Four Loko. A Four Loko will fuck up most people. Like, a single one, if they drink it in a timely manner, will get most people drunk.
You have to sip it. Like a fine wine.
I am not a large man. Sorry. Let me rephrase that. I am a large man. Exactly the opposite of what I was just saying. I am a large man, and a single Four Loko, if I drink it like I would a beer, will get me drunk.
You can't drink it like you would a beer.
That's because it tastes terrible.
You have to muscle your way through it.
I used to be able to drink worse-tasting things, and I think the further away from partying I got, the less bad drinks I was willing to tolerate.
My theory is, at the same plant, they bottle washer fluid, like windshield washer fluid, and somehow some asshole mixed the pipes together. So, actual Four Loko is very effective and it's a highly acclaimed windshield washing solution. And we're drinking carbonated windshield washing solution.
Yummy.
that they put more flavor into.
So anyway, guys, we've been doing some stuff, not a whole lot. Again, Emily just got done with her finals a little while ago.
I got such good grades. Not to toot my own horn, but I'm really happy with how they turned out.
Both actually had some time for gaming.
Mm-hmm.
And Emily has been playing the same two games.
I've been sleeping, mostly. It's pretty great.
Really? Sims 3 and Banished would disagree.
Poor, first of all. Second of all.
Really? You've been playing 4 that... again?
Yes.
Oh.
That's all I've been playing. Because 3 really sucks. Like, you can see
how... You used to love that.
Huh?
You used to love 3.
I love the concepts in 3. Like, I love the overworld that you can just scroll out of. It was so taxing on hardware.
But
I loved it.
Well, it's like you just stopped for no reason. But you've been enjoying it still, at least.
Mm-hmm.
And modding.
Mm-hmm. I did play something.
I see.
Oh, we got into... back into fucking...
Neverwinter Nights?
Yeah.
Yeah, that game's still really good.
Gameplay.
Yeah.
Gameplay alone.
Yeah? I mean, what's wrong
with... And the story.
I mean, that's the thing. I play these games for gameplay. I don't play them for a visual experience. I have movies and pictures and also other games for that.
If people didn't play games for visual experience, there would not be new graphics.
I literally play text-based games. Mm-hmm. So think about who you're talking to here. I literally play text-based games. Still.
I have too.
So,
not
again,
recently, but...
I'm not just interested in the graphics. I mean, like, the graphics will... contribute to a game experience. They absolutely... I don't want to have this discussion
again. Don't resist progress, John.
I'm not resisting progress. I'm just saying that if a game's gameplay is good, the graphics don't matter as much.
But
they
if it
are
has
icing.
Both, it's an award winner.
That's Witcher. True, yes.
Witcher 3.
Well, that's what Crysis was, too.
Mm-hmm. When did Crysis come out?
We've talked about it a number of times on the podcast. I don't want to bore them again with this. I did... get back into Realms again, because you slaked my thirst for Neverwinter Nights, and then that in turn awoke this beast in me to play all of the old D&D games.
Was Realms the one you were playing earlier?
Yeah, Realms was the one that you were actually saying, wow, this is really neat.
Mm-hmm.
And you really liked the character creation.
And
those
we
fucking centipedes.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, that fucking sucked. And the fact that they just kept fucking respawning.
Mm-hmm.
Because you had, like, the party right in the middle, and then everybody around the edges, which was fine and good, everybody, all the enemies around the edges, and it was fine. Like, for the most part, he could get the squishies back away from the not, like, the angries.
the squishies and the angries. Technical terms.
But then when he finally got them down to a manageable number, like, oh, next turn, maybe turn after, we'll be done, everybody respawned, everything came back. So many centipedes.
There's nothing worse than an undead centipede.
You know what's worse than a centipede? More centipedes!
That's true. That's very true. You know, that game really... graphically, it doesn't hold up at all. Interface-wise, it could use...
It's rough.
...some love. But gameplay-wise, and story, and what you can actually do with your characters, that game is a marvel.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wish they would make a game like that, but with updated graphics. I mean, I want that turn-based game. Exactly like that. And for those who haven't maybe heard of Realms, it's an old Fantasoft game. One of, like, 3 that they ever made. But the guy was such a fan...
And so many DLC.
Yeah, yeah. The guy was such a fan of the old D&D games, like Order of the Griffin, or Eye of the Beholder, or Pool of Radiance, that he decided to make this turn-based tactical RPG based on D&D that wasn't using the D&D license, and honestly, that kind of freedom to do whatever he wanted.
I said DLC and I meant expansions, because DLC wasn't a thing back then.
It's basically DLC, but you're right. Also, the length of the expansions was impressive. But he was profiting off of other people's work, which is also why that game became one of the most pirated games of all time. And I don't think you can actually legally obtain it anymore. I've actually reached out to him on a number of occasions to try to purchase the game, and I've never received a response.
As opposed to that one guy for...
For Escape Velocity Nova, who got back to us pretty much right away.
Yeah, well, I got the code, or I got the... I paid for it. And then the guy, like, I emailed him, I'm like, hey, just wondering we're gonna get it. He's like, I'm so sorry, I'm so busy. And I said, I hope you're doing okay, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was really nice.
He was really nice.
He's a guy, sitting in a room, sending out codes.
I mean, he's probably got some other job, because let's face it, Ambrosia hasn't been doing a whole lot.
I mean, technically, he is Ambrosia. I am Ambrosia.
I keep finding this phenomena, though, and I've been watching a lot of my gaming peers.
Peers?
Yeah. People in my same age group that are like me. People like Total Biscuit and Jim Sterling and stuff like that.
How old is TB?
Again, about my age. He's only a couple years older than me.
Hmm. I picture him as like 40.
That's because he has cancer.
No! No.
That's because he acts like he has cancer.
No, that's awful, first of all. Second of all, I don't know. I think it's mostly, like, he speaks very authoritatively.
He's British, huh?
No, his voice,
if you
though.
Listen to so many British people, that loses its effect on you very quickly. And think of all the British people I listen to.
Many. That's the thing, though. Like, any of the Young's cast. As a matter of fact, none of the Young's cast sound serious at all.
I mean, I would argue that Smith does. Smith? Yeah, he does.
He sounds like a big old goof.
Well, it's because he is. Mm-hmm. Okay, so anyway, we're getting off subject. I've been running into this phenomena, and a lot of my peers have been as well, where instead of playing the new games, like, even if they have them, they go back and play the old ones.
Because yeah,
The new games aren't giving... Well, that's the thing, like, these new games are supposed to have this push to them. Like, this, they're supposed to instill this drive to finish them. Not just finish them, but to experience what the player, or the character is experiencing, you know? And we keep going back to these old games. There's something. You are also playing an old game.
What game?
I don't know if you know this, hon, but Sims 4 came out a while ago.
That's not an old game.
And you have newer games that you have also not beaten.
It's not an
old
game.
Okay, how many hours do you have in Sims 4?
Hundreds, first of all. Okay. Second of all, I have more hours in other games, actually.
Like
I cannot banish.
Paladins, maybe.
Yeah. Paladins, which I'm boycotting.
Yeah.
Don't know if you guys heard. I definitely have said it on the last podcast. Yeah. Just every time I mention it. Oh, yeah, by the way, I'm boycotting it.
God damn it. Giving such promise. Anyway, we keep going back to old games, is the point. And playing those when we have these new games available to us. And it's not that the new games are bad, per se. It's just that we're trying to...
that those are better.
Well, I feel like it's like trying to recapture the feeling you got when you're playing these old games for the first time, when they were new and they were truly genre-defying. Because, defining, rather, not defying. Because there was no game
the ones
like...
today are genre-defying.
Yes, that's true.
Which is good or bad.
Well, you know, it's kind of weird. Gaming industry is kind of like art, if you look at it. It's almost like we're in postmodern gaming now, as opposed to a while ago when we were in postmodern art. I don't know if we're still in that era, honestly. I'm not an art major, but...
That's the thing, what happens after this? I get the feeling that, I don't know, a lot of the way they describe things that way, it makes it seem like it's going to be a decline. Like,
it's just going against what at the time was the modern art.
So then they label it afterward.
Yeah.
So everything present is postmodern.
No, I don't think that's true. I think that there's actually a specifically defined time when postmodern is, but you'd have to look it up to make sure I'm not talking on my ass.
I'll look it up later.
Good. After the listeners have already heard this. It's kind of an interesting thing to think about, though. Like, you see these waves for things like art and music, and then you look at gaming and realize, oh, it's come the same way. But you still have that appreciation for that same type of art that you did when you first saw it. Like, it's kind of like how I still appreciate the Escher I have back there on that wall so much, because it's one of my earliest pieces of, like, actual art. And I love that.
They're not going to keep calling it that, though, when it's post-modern? Anyway.
I guess the point I was trying to make is you go back to these old works of art, you still appreciate them, regardless of when you're seeing them again, because you have both nostalgia and your original experience tempering what you're seeing now. That's why I will see a game and I will judge it based on my memory of it and whether it holds up to that memory or not. Whereas you will be like, that's shit. Because you've never seen it before.
I mean, you can say that about a ton of things that end up really being shit.
Like what?
Okay.
Like, what games have I shown you that actually, that you've actually given a chance?
I was just talking about things in general, but...
Well, that's the thing. Like, I'm specifically talking about games.
There have been some.
No, the only games that I can think of are ones that you didn't actually give a chance.
Give me an example.
Witcher.
Witcher 1?
Yeah. Did you play it for more than 5 minutes?
I played it for like 15. And I'll still go back to it. I was super excited about Witcher 3. And B, it's really hard to get into. Not just because it's hard, but just because...
No.
It's kind of clunky. Like, it's got a lot of things that are a relic of the way gameplay was back then. Is it clunkier than Realms? I don't know. I haven't actually played Realms. I've watched you play it. And also, you can't use a game that you like as a frame of reference for how bad something is.
No, you can, though. The thing is, your old games and my old games are worlds apart.
Yeah, most of my old games are handheld.
Yeah. And mine are not. Like, again, I was just the other day, you saw me playing a game that I got on GOG, because it's the only place that fucking sells it, one of the old D&D games.
Sorry! Apparently it's 3 o'clock.
Every time. Every time.
No, because this is a 3 o'clock alarm.
No, every time we record, one of your alarms goes off.
I have stuff to remember. I don't even remember what I was saying.
I was talking, that's why.
Okay.
God damn it.
Were you talking, John?
Yes.
Can't use your own things that you like as frames of reference.
Why not?
I think that's like...
Why can't you use things that you like as frames of reference? Explain that to me before I can continue, because I don't understand that.
As a frame of reference for how bad something is?
Okay, but explain why, not what you're saying. Explain why you can't do that.
Oh man, yeah, coffee is okay, but like compared to piña coladas, it's really
good. They're two beverages.
I mean... Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, like, but they are two beverages. You can absolutely compare them. One is hot, one is typically drink.
Well, that's cold. What I'm saying, though. You
one is alcoholic, one can be alcoholic.
You can... Okay, I'm not saying you can't, because you can compare apples to...
To oranges.
Bacon. But...
They're both food, yeah. You consume them both. Both of them make a pig taste good.
Like... Like I said... You can compare anything.
One of those is better as a sauce than the other.
What I'm saying is, you don't think bacon sauce is... Ugh.
See?
I'm just picturing, okay, because we're drinking a blended drink. Blended bacon. Okay. You can compare anything.
Okay,
but... I don't think you should compare something that you like with something that you don't like.
Things you should compare. Two foods, two drinks, two games, two movies, two books.
No. They're not on the same playing field. Coffee and piña coladas.
You can compare
my uppers and I want my downers.
Son, this is a personal opinion of yours, though. This isn't actually a true thing. That's the thing.
Everybody who thinks truth... Everything's an opinion. It's just what people say is truth.
In order to give you a good idea of what something is, I can absolutely compare Realms to Mario. There's absolutely no platforming in Realms unlike in Mario. In Mario, there are no RPG elements. The combat is non-existent. You just jump on enemies and they die.
Well, but...
In Realms, it's an in-depth roll-20 system that you use on a turn-based timer.
I still think that's a weird... It's not an even playing field.
It doesn't have to be to compare.
It does!
You compare and contrast. They don't have to... If the things are too similar, why are you bothering comparing them?
The things are relatively
similar.
You
compare things to find what's different between them, not what's the same, usually.
Well, they have to have some things that are the same, and being a video game isn't the same. Okay, it's the same.
But being from the same era of video game is something to factor into that.
Okay.
Because two different things... For example, Bard's Quest came out the same time as Mario. I think it's literally the same year.
Mm-hmm.
And they're two entirely different games.
Yes.
Bard's Quest is, again, an old D&D game. And Mario...
Yes, is Mario.
Is Mario.
I think Mario should have its own genre. Platformer. Like, I know platformer, but Mario specifically? First of all, because there are so many games.
So what makes Mario so different from other platformers? Let's compare and contrast. Let's do your apples to oranges thing.
The number of games in the franchise warrants...
Sonic.
Sonic should be its own genre, too. To be fair, Sonic has its own flavor. Like, okay, Mario is just a platformer, but Sonic does have its own flavor.
Yeah, bad most of the time.
Not the platformers.
I mean, they're all platformers.
No.
Except for the RPGs.
Well, yes, the RPGs can fuck right off. No, but that's the thing. Mario RPGs are genuinely good.
The Sonic RPG was written by BioWare.
Mm-hmm. We're like, BioWare. Anyway.
Did you play it? How do you know?
Sonic RPG?
Sonic the Dark Brotherhood?
Oh, the Dark Brotherhood?
Yeah.
I didn't play that one.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, these two games are very similar. How should either of them be in the same genre, or in their own genre? They are very similar.
Mario
Even
and Sonic?
The
I do
characters.
Think Mario doesn't matter. Sonic, I don't know. I feel like it's got... It's spinning.
There are other games that do that, though.
Spinning.
Fuck Kirby rolls.
That's fair. I think that it's a particular, like, subset of platformers that's definitely mimicked by other people.
Okay.
You can tell when something...
Do you remember what the original argument was?
No. Comparing and contrasting.
You were saying that you couldn't compare two things that are similar to each other.
No, I'm not saying you can't.
You were saying that coffee and pina coladas were not similar. You were saying that these games were not similar to each other.
I think they're too far apart to be compared reasonably.
They're just different genres, but again, that doesn't mean that there isn't something to be gleaned by comparing and contrasting them.
I still think they're too far apart to warrant any valuable differences.
Okay, so if I were to compare, say, Realms to a Final Fantasy game, those games are completely different, but they have similarities. JRPGs are way different.
Yeah, more complicated.
No, they're not. They're less chance-based. They're more stat-based.
Okay, with something that's chance-based, at least you know that a lot of it's just random. With something stat-based, you're learning how all of the stats work.
Yeah.
Every last one of them, and a lot of times they are different between games.
Higher stats equal better characters. That's basically all you gotta remember.
That's true. The same could be said about Realms.
No. Luck. Luck is literally a stat in the game.
But it's not the stat.
Like, no, but your luck can affect things good or bad.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
And even having a high luck means that you could be extremely lucky and crit on yourself.
I thought there was something akin to luck in Final Fantasy.
Luck?
I mean...
It's a stat. It improves your crit chance.
That's what I mean, though. It's not
but
like
it's
it
not
improves.
Like... But luck in a game like Realms affects everything you do.
That's what I mean. Like, luck is just for crit chancing in Final Fantasy.
But again, those are two totally different games, in theory.
Yes, they are.
One's a dice system, another's like pen and paper drawn out, really? I don't know.
I do like that it feels very much like... Like, now that I see it...
I was just trying to have a discussion based on what you said, hon.
No,
you're
agree.
Not really defending yourself very much.
I mean, I've said my piece. I've defended myself at every point. But
no,
I do,
you have not.
If I... Yes, I have.
Why
if
can't you
I
compare coffee
picture...
and pina coladas? Both of them sometimes use cream. Both of them can go well with coconut.
I don't know how coconut coffee would...
We've had coconut coffee. It was good. Like, hot and cold are really the only difference there. And
the only difference between pina coladas and coffee.
Okay, beverage types. If you break them down to subcategories, because that's what you do with genres, is you break them down to their subcategories. There's a reason you don't call a genre a Mario genre. You call it Mario games, because they are all Mario.
That's fair. And I guess it's more like style, I guess is what...
So again, hot beverages, cold beverages.
But they're not a style.
Okay, but they're still within the beverages genre.
You're getting really worked up about this.
I thought that argument was dumb.
You don't have to get so worked up about it then.
Let us know in the comments if you think one of us is making sense or not.
had a lot of pina colada, okay?
I know you have.
It's really empty.
Is it? I see a lot.
It's really empty.
You definitely have more than I have, though. Because I've been talking. Alright, guys, well, we're going to call it this week. Like I said, we're going to get into the meaty, greedy stuff.
Meaty, next greedy.
Week. Greedy, because season's greetings and stuff.
Season's greeties, Ajit Pai. He did oh my god, that fucking Santa nope, video.
We're not going into this. No, we'll talk about it next week. Alright, guys, we'll see you for the Christmas cast. Bye, guys.